Talking today with Gene Newens from PCOM. And Gene, as we talk about the 2013 canola harvest, it is upon us. In fact, I guess what we're about half done in the state of Oklahoma?
Probably about half done, Ron. Down south Texas, wasn't very good because they're real droughty down there. But they're done. Interstate 40, that's pretty much done everything south of that, unless it was in the tornado zone. And they're still trying to get that picked up. But yeah, you head north to Enid, Kingfisher, Bison, all that country. They're picking theirs up now. It's been mostly swathed down. They're picking most of it up now.
So that's the accepted practice almost now is that most folks have decided to swath it.
I believe we'll have mainly everybody's going to swath from now on, at least 80%, 90% of it. They can get laid down, get it picked up before wheat harvest really starts, get out of their way. They know they can do it. We had some guys spray this year, but they end up right in the middle of harvest. Spray it with a desiccant, and they end up right in the middle of harvest, wheat harvest, trying to pick it up.
So, obviously, with the desiccant, you can actually direct cut, though.
Yes, that's the purpose of putting the desiccant on. Once you spray it, you have 7 days restriction to harvest, and then they can go in there and direct cut it. If they have enough combines or not a lot of acres, they can get by that way. If they have a lot of acres, then they have a problem getting it all pulled out at the right time.
So I guess there's a fairly narrow window where it really is effective to use that particular chemical and as far as before you start losing yield.
Yeah, they have to, once they spray it, they've got to have their combines ready. Because if you get in there 2 or 3 days later, get a warm windstorm come in or a rainstorm come in, it will take it off.
You were telling me that you got some really good results for some folks just south of the Red River and really east of Interstate 35.
Yeah, we have some people growing it down there this year. One guy's growing it the second year now. Good yields coming out. Different. They've got moisture down there. And so they put moisture on it, natural rain on it, and then lots of fertilizer. And we haven't got the yields yet, but I would suspect those yields are going to be above 50. In those fields down there. And you talk about above 50 bushel yield on canola, you're talking 600 gross per acre. That's pretty good for Oklahoma and Texas.
When we start thinking about the harvest south of Interstate 40 in Oklahoma, obviously a lot of drought, freeze conditions. Overall, what did you see as you came through those fields?
Well, we saw them harvest those fields, the canola fields, where they didn't do the wheat fields. Yields weren't great, but they did pull something off of them. Some of the fields were insuranced out, but generally we saw a stand of canola that they could harvest. The hail did hurt it, but the freeze didn't really hurt it that bad. It bloomed for about 3 weeks, so every time we had a hail, we lost a little bit of the pods set off it. But other than that, it still came out pretty good, pretty happy with it.
So. While freeze gave us some problems with it being an indeterminate crop, that really allowed it to recover.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really did. We probably had an early freeze. We lost some of the bottom pods were normally the best pods. They're the first and the biggest pods. But generally, we did get a harvest off it. It lengthened it out a little bit because it did do some flowering a little bit later than normal. So it was about a week later, maybe 10 days later, harvest. So that it still had a harvest, though. Still had the crop.
Now, north of Interstate 40, as we talk about harvest right now, we're kind of right on top of wheat harvest as well this year.
Yeah, we're going to be in that wheat harvest, and again, that freeze made that difference. That freeze made it indeterminate like the crop is, so it bloomed a little bit longer and put it right into the wheat harvest mode also.
Are you early indications are pretty good quality, pretty good yield, you think?
Yeah, we do. The oil yields in the south were low. We expected that because of the damage, but where they've had moisture, and they've had decent fertilizer put on. Looks like our oil yields are coming back up above 38, 40. So we're getting pretty good oil on it. Yield bushels per acre is going to average 35 to 45 probably, which we're really happy with the year we've had on it. We've seen some 50, 55 bushel stuff now north of Interstate 40. Really pleased with that. I haven't got the information from the wheat growers yet that had canola a year ago and put wheat on, but those fields look better, so they should have better yield also on the wheat fields following canola.
Obviously, when we start talking about the rotational benefits of canola, that's the reason that we really got canola coming in and advocated by Oklahoma State University in the first place. It's still a crop that we do need to rotate with wheat.
It's still a rotational crop. No matter what we do on genetics on wheat and clean the fields up, just the rotational effect of the yields on it are a big thing. So I still think as a rotational crop for our hard-red winter wheat, especially on dry land, it's going to be extremely important throughout in the future.
Are you, as we go further out, you know, obviously, take like, for example, Panhandle, they've had a miserable year with wheat and other crops in that area. Is that an area that we're starting to see some interest as well from producers, especially some of their irrigated fields?
We've had over the years several farmers in the Panhandle of Oklahoma and northern Panhandle of Texas growing canola, and it's been very successful for them. They're real happy with whatever follows it. And their limited water right now is going to make a big difference. If they start limiting that water to 14, 18 inches, what they could do out there. Once that happens, a crop like canola in the winter is going to be extremely useful for them.